Good morning, good morning, and welcome to First Baptist Church on this beautiful day. It's so good to be together. We're so glad you're here, and we especially welcome those of you who are visiting with us for the first time or for the first time in a while. We invite all of you to fill in the connection card at some point this morning. There's a front and there's a back. You can drop it in the offering plate later this morning. We have so much going on this morning and beyond, and I'm not gonna tell you about everything because there's so much going on. I don't want to take all the time telling you about what all's going on. Please take some time this morning to read your various inserts. Lots of stuff to plug into, ways to serve, ways to connect, to be blessed. I do want to invite you to stick around this morning after worship for a special fellowship time, and also everyone from youth on up through all adults are invited to come to the lounge after fellowship time to hear a little bit about the pastor's upcoming sabbatical, and by upcoming, I mean starting tomorrow. I will let you read everything at your leisure. Please do. And now is the time to open our minds, our hearts, our lives to the transformative power of God's presence among us. We have so much to give, so much to receive. We are so blessed. Let us worship.
Thank you. If you are able, please stand. O God, the King of glory, you have exalted your only Son, Jesus Christ, with great triumph to your kingdom in heaven. Do not leave us comfortless, but send us your Holy Spirit to strengthen us and exalt us to that place where our Savior Christ has gone before, who lives and reigns with you, the Holy Spirit, one God, in glory everlasting. Amen. Praises to our God.
God is gracious, and a song of praise is fitting.
The Lord heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds.
The Lord lifts up the downtrodden. The Lord casts the wicked to the ground.
Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Make melody to our God.
God of grace and love, our lives are in your hands. All our time is in your hands. And there are moments we see so clearly this sacred connection between our lives and your love. We recognize it at the birth of a baby, the passing of a milestone, the death of someone we love. But other times we can go so long without any awareness of the reality that it is in you that we live and move and have our being. So in this moment, we pause. We breathe. We open ourselves again to the startling truth of your comprehensive presence in our lives and your complete love for us. Acknowledging this truth, We place all our cares and concerns into your infinite love. We ask for your healing of the broken places in our lives, in our families, in our nation, in our world, in your good and beautiful earth. And we pray for your church everywhere, that you would move within and through and beyond your people to work your redeeming purpose in the world. We also pray specifically for people we know to name before you now. We pray for Helen Louise Bowser, Maria Pierantosi, Peter Beauvais, Jean Evie, Joan and Lynn Blunt, Roberta Haas, Doris George, Bill McKeachy, Juanita Dieterle, Pat Hubel, Iris Martin, Lorna, Anna Kirstein, Saw Nay Lin, Robert L., Marissa Alanese, for Julie Melvin, for Maria and Melissa Lo Cicero, for Jill Mellick, Dennis, Amy L., and for Dale, Dawn, and Pat. And we offer you our private prayers in silence. Loving God, in these moments, we join with each other and with your people everywhere through all ages and with all creation in praising you. And we pray that in our praise, you would transform our living towards the way of Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Our scripture reading now is from the book of Acts. It comes from the story of Paul and Silas, who are in the city of Philippi in Greece doing some missionary work. Paul has just done a very good thing, which certain people don't like. Then here's what happens to Paul and Silas. The crowd joined in attacking them. And the magistrates had them stripped of their clothing and ordered them to be beaten severely with rods. After they had given them the severe flogging, they threw them into prison and ordered the jailer to keep them securely. Following these instructions, he put them in the innermost cell and fastened their feet in the stocks. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was an earthquake so violent that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everybody's chains were unfastened. The word of the Lord. Time for the children to come forward for special time as all of us sing.
Ever gone to play with a toy, a remote control toy, where you go and try to make it work and it doesn't go? It doesn't go? What do you have to do sometimes when your remote control dog or car doesn't go? What do you have to do? Maybe put new batteries in it, yeah. fix it. We have to fix it. Sometimes it's a matter of plugging it in. Sometimes it's a matter of turning it on. All these different things you have to do to try to get it to work. You're so excited to have it go, and then, oh, it doesn't go. It needs to be recharged, renewed. It's been working hard, and it needs some rest. I think of this when we come home from school, when you come home from school. This happens in my house. My kiddos come home from school, and they're tired. They've been working hard with their brains. They've been working hard with their hearts. Their bodies are tired. They've been working hard with friendships, so they're tired that way too, and they're ready for a break. They need to be recharged. So we eat some protein. Maybe we read a book. Maybe we go for a bike ride. Maybe we watch some TV. Maybe we take a rest. Maybe we lay down and take a nap. Yeah. All kinds of things to recharge. That's like what the dog needs, or a car that's not working. Sometimes you need to have things to recharge. Well, Pastor Paul and Pastor Stacy and Rob and Charlie are about to have a recharge moment. They are going to take a break, just like we do when we get home from school and we need to just breathe deep. They are about to have a time of breathing deep. They're going to take a break from the work in this space at this time. They're going to do some traveling. I have a feeling they're going to laugh a lot together. I hope they eat really good food. I hope they get time to take naps, sleep in, all those good things to be restored and rejuvenated to come back so that when they're back here, they can go. Yeah, they got energy. Oh, help me. Piper, how do you make your dog go? Paul and Stacey are going to come back, and they're going to go. That's not a good sign, Stacey says. Oh, did I turn it off? Oh, see if you can make it work. So here's the good news. Oh, there we go. Shoo. Sometimes you just need a kid to help you recharge. Yeah, good. So Paul and Stacey, at the end of worship, we're going to have a chance to do a blessing. Okay, you can just leave it be now. At the end of church, we're going to come in from church school, and we're all going to gather, and we're going to say some words to Paul and Stacy and to Charlie and Rob, and we're going to say, you know what, guys? We love you so much, and we're so grateful for the work you do all the time with your hearts and your heads and your spirit, and we want you to take a break. Go have some deep breaths, sleep, eat good food, and then come back. We can't wait for you to come back. So we have some words we're going to say. We do. We do. We support you in that work, and we'll do that when we get back from church school together. Okay? Sound good? It's time for the Dukes to go recharge, and we'll recharge too as we take a summer break from school as well. So let's pray. Can you take a big deep breath as our sign? In through your nose and out through your mouth. Dear God, we thank you for different seasons in our lives. And we are so grateful for the ministry of Pastor Paul and Pastor Stacy and Rob and Charlie in this place. What a gift they are for your work in the world and in our lives. We're grateful for this chance to send them off now on a season of rest, to explore, to experience you in new ways. Thank you for loving us all in this season. In your son's name we pray. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.
together, please. Most living, most loving, most generous God, may your Spirit now be in the words we hear and in the responses that we make through Christ our Lord. Amen. It has been said that Jesus promised his followers three things: that they would be absurdly happy, entirely fearless, and always in trouble. That may not describe us very well, but over the centuries and even today, many followers of Jesus have been exactly this: absurdly happy, entirely fearless, and always in trouble. A case in point from the book of Acts. Paul and Silas are in deep trouble. Attacked by a mob, beaten with billy clubs, thrown into a dark prison cell, chained into a painful posture, left with cracked bones and swelling bruises in a darkness so thick they can hardly see each other's faces, and awaiting a tomorrow that may be worse. How did they get there? By setting a slave girl free. Weird story. She had some kind of affliction, an evil spirit, says the story, that made her both crazy and clairvoyant. The men who owned her were exploiting her talents, and Paul became very annoyed. My favorite verse in Scripture. Look it up. Write my name in the margin. And he put an end to it. Made her unpossessed by that spirit, and so unpossessed by those men's exploitation of her. Those men raised up an uproar in the city, pointing at Paul and Silas and saying, "These are foreigners bringing foreign ways into our country." You hear that? Nasty greed dressed up as patriotism. So Paul and Silas are arrested, beaten, thrown into a dark hole. Then what? Singing. The text says it was about the midnight hour. Did Wilson Pickett hear this? In the midnight hour, Paul and Silas found their song rising from this dark, innermost cell of the prison. The sound of prayer and soulful singing began to rise. There was pain in it, but with Paul singing through a busted lip and Silas's right eye swollen shut, but there was joy in it too, and thankfulness, and it rang out like freedom. There are times when our hearts cannot sing. When the blows are still falling, it's just too soon, and all we've got for a time is lament and silence. But we don't need to wait until everything's just fine again. There is a time somewhere between the first hurt and the final healing. Let's call it just about the midnight hour, when the children of God could do worse than lift up their hearts singing praise and hope. There are alternatives. We can beat our fists against the wall if we want to, or fall into self-pity or self-righteous rage, or we can let ourselves go numb. Or, as children of God, we might rise to the option of revolutionary praise. to the one who is both our maker and our liberator. And as we do, we may notice, as Paul did, that there is a brother beside us in the dark, or a sister, or a whole company of good friends who lift their voices with ours. Why would we do that? Because in the face of the painful truth of all these temporary oppressions, this way of living names the far greater truth that outshines and overcomes all of what we suffer and what our world may be presently suffering. As someone has said, praise is the jazz factor of faith. It is that playful and free and always new thanks, praise, hope lifted up. That's the witness we make to each other and the other prisoners in our world who are listening in the dark, that the power of God's love is already at work here and now. And whatever may be oppressing, we are not possessed by. And a spirit is upon us to proclaim liberty to the captives. What do you suppose Paul and Silas were singing in that dark place? Pretty sure it wasn't Zippity-Doo-Dah. For every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. If it was a psalm they sang, I nominate Psalm 139. Even the darkness is not dark to you. The night with you is bright as the day. Or maybe something like this from a hymn closer to our time. My life flows on in endless song above earth's lamentation. I hear the real, though far off, song that sings a new creation. Through all the tumult and the strife, I hear this music ringing. It sounds an echo in my soul. How can I keep from singing? When tyrants tremble sick with fear, can hear their death knell ringing. When friends rejoice both far and near, how can I keep from singing? In prison cells and dungeons vile, our thoughts to them go winging. When friends by shame are undefiled, how can I keep from singing? And with that, the walls of a prison begin to shake. The chains fall off and a door swings open. We lift up the truth of our hope, our pain, our faith, our praise, and a door stands open to us. The power of God's love will one day, is already shaking the foundations of every oppressive structure, and sometimes it begins with God's children lifting up some revolutionary praise. The Shawshank Redemption is a film that features two other friends in prison, a man called Red, played by Morgan Freeman, the other character, Andy Dufresne, a former banker who does the warden's tax returns and in return gets to work in the prison library. One day as he's there, a shipment arrives from the state of boxes of books and record albums for the library. He's in the warden's office. He opens a box and pulls out an album of music. And something comes over him. He goes to the warden's door and locks it. Then goes back and puts the record on the turntable. And turns it on through the entire prison loudspeaker system. It's Mozart. A beautiful duet, two women singing. The camera cuts to the prison yard, then the machine shop, then the infirmary where patients get out of bed. Out in the yard, hundreds of prisoners stop in their tracks, lift up their faces, transfixed by the beauty. The guards and the warden rush to the office and beat on the glass door, ordering Andy to stop it. But he just leans back in his chair with his eyes closed and savors the music he's playing for his friends. The warden screams, "Turn that off. I'm ordering you, Dufresne. Turn that off." Andy leans forward, looks the warden in the eye, and turns it up. As the camera cuts back to a prison yard filled with uplifted faces, Morgan Freeman narrates these lines. "I have no idea what those two Italian ladies were singing about, but I tell you, those voices soared higher and farther than anybody in a gray place dares to dream. And for the briefest moment, every man in Shawshank felt free." My fellow inmates, the oppressive systems, the oppressive circumstances that surround us now are doomed. How can we keep from singing? The powers that be need to hear it. Our fellow prisoners need to hear it. And God will use it to shake the foundations and set the captives free. Turn it up. That never happened before in this room. I nearly fell off the chair. Time now for the passing of plates, which means, of course, an opportunity to put in whatever monetary gift we may have to give, or the connection cards that we have filled out concerning who we are and what we wish to commit. Most of all, however, a time to pray and to offer ourselves in return to God's grace, a living faithfully of our own. That's the kind of offering we are called most to make. So let us make it.
and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen. Please stand. As forgiven and reconciled children of God, let us offer one another signs of peace and reconciliation. The peace of Christ be with you. We continue in prayer in the words Jesus taught us to pray, saying, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power and the glory forever. Amen. God brought all things into being and called them good. From the dust of the earth, God formed us in his image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, God's love remained steadfast. In love, God gave us his only Son, Jesus Christ. By his suffering, death, and resurrection, God gave birth to the church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and by the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, Jesus took bread. He blessed it. He broke it. He gave it to his disciples, and he said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. body of Christ, the bread of heaven.
In the same way, after the meal, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to his disciples and said, "This is the new covenant in my blood poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The blood of Christ, the cup of salvation. Let's pray together, please. O God, pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here. And by your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet, through your Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. Offering plates at the door today are for the collection of what is called One Great Hour of Sharing offering. This is an ecumenical offering, many denominations included, including American Baptists. The giving that we do goes largely in order to help in disaster relief across the world.
Let's give her as we are able and give thankful that we can. Would you stand, please, for our hymn of fellowship?
One of the many wonderful things we have to celebrate is the graduation of two of our high schoolers. And I'm going to invite Kylan and Rick to come forward so we can recognize them. You can just come stand right here. This is Kylan Rowland. She is the daughter of Bill Rowland and Gretchen Sanuski, who are here this morning, along with Kylan's older brother and sister. I know they're all so proud of her. She just graduated a few days ago, a few weeks ago. She's done from Jackson High School, and she will be going to Wayne State in the fall. And this is Rick Rushton, son of Rob and Vicki Rushton, and grandson of Nancy Rushton, who are all here, of course, along with Rick's little brother. And I know they're very proud of him as well. And has Skyline's graduation happened yet?
It's the 10th.
The 10th. So he's about to graduate from Skyline, and he will be going to Washtenaw Community College in the fall. And in addition to your families being proud of you, your church family is proud of you, and we love you both, and we have a small gift for you, a reminder of our love for you. And I want to point out that since you're both staying in the area, you can still come to church here. This is for Kylan. It says, "We love you, Kylan, First Baptist Church of Ann Arbor." Says, "We love you, Rick." First Baptist Church of Ann Arbor. And it turns out, I like to get these blankets in the colors of the schools that the high school graduates will be going to in the fall. And these two are actually the same colors, gold and green, but they're different shades of green. And so I made sure that they did the right green for y'all. And bear with me a moment. Just want to put these around you. And when you are in school in the fall, just wrap yourselves in that from time to time and remember our love and God's love. And I'd like to say a brief prayer, and if you would just hold your hands out in a sign of blessing towards these two. God, thank you for these two, for Kylan and for Rick, for your presence in their lives, for your infinite love for each of them. We pray for them as they launch into their future, that they would know your continued presence in their lives, your blessing on their lives, and your work in their lives, today and always. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. After worship, in fellowship time, yes, you guys can sit down. Downstairs, as part of our fellowship time, we will continue to celebrate them. We have a cake for the two of them, and I'm going to ask if the servers might take a picture of the two of them with the cake before it gets cut. And we also, Clay and Aaron, have cupcakes to celebrate Finnegan's dedication, so we just have like an abundance of yum. All right, I'm going to turn it over to Zan now.
Today we give thanks to God for Paul and Stacy, and we ask God's blessing on them as we send them on sabbatical for rest and renewal. We ask God to bless this intentional time of growth for them, for their family, and for our congregation. And we ask that God bring them back to our community, refreshed and nourished for our shared ministry. Stacy and Paul, where did Paul go? There he is. Paul, would you come forward? Kiddos, I'm about to ask a question, and our answer is we do. So when you hear me ask the question, our answer is we do, and you can say it with big, strong voices for all of us. Do you, the members and friends of First Baptist Church, with your gratitude and blessing, release Paul and Stacy from their pastoral duties for a season of rest and renewal?
We do.
Paul and Stacy, as you take your leave, do you offer your blessing on this church, that we too may be renewed for serving God's loving purpose?
We do.
Let us pray. I invite you to extend your hand now towards Paul and Stacy as we pray for them. Loving God, bless Paul and Stacy during their sabbatical. Renew them, refresh them, give them rest, and keep them safe. Grace them with your presence, that in their travels, studies, reflections, relationships, and learning, they might continue to grow in faith, hope, and love. Amen. Robin Charlie, would you come up, please, too? It's official. Join with me as we now pray for the whole Duke family. Let us pray. Loving God, bless the Duke family during this sabbatical time. Fill their home, their travels, and their lives with joy, laughter, healing, and love, that this might be a time of spiritual renewal and growth for each of them individually and for all of them as a family. Amen. As we release Paul and Stacy for sabbatical, we welcome Heather Entrekin as our interim pastor for the summer. We give thanks for Heather and for her gifts for ministry, and we ask God to bless her and our congregation, to renew us all for our life and ministry together. So now again, I have a question for you, and your answer is we do. Do you, the members and friends of First Baptist Church, with your gratitude and blessing, receive Heather as your pastor for this season of congregational renewal?
We do.
Heather, as you take up the role of pastor for this season, do you commit to lead us, to love us, and serve alongside us as we seek to live out God's loving purpose in the world?
I do.
Let's pray a prayer of blessing on Heather, and would you reach out your hand towards Heather as well? And would you come stand so I can actually touch you? Thanks. Heather, by God's grace, we install you as interim pastor of First Baptist Church. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May God's Holy Spirit fill you and use you as you proclaim the gospel among us and live the gospel with us. Take up the work to which you have been called by God's abundant grace. Amen.
Amen.
Z,
Zan, too, will be stepping into additional ministry duties while Paul and Stacy are on sabbatical. We give thanks to God for Zan and for her gifts of ministry, and we ask God to bless her and our congregation to renew us all in faith and ministry. I invite you now to extend your hand as we bless and pray. Zan, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May God's Holy Spirit fill you and use you as you minister to us and with us. Take up the work to which you have been called by God's abundant grace. Amen. In the name of God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.